Lesson 11. There are no such things as obstacles. There are only opportunities. This is the attitude that a person has who is capable of actualizing his ideas. He must have this attitude. In fact, in life, nothing is good or bad. It's always neutral. We make it seem good or bad according to the way we view it, according to our reaction to it. And so where one person would see a great obstacle, another person says, good, one more thing to overcome. If you want to actualize your ideas, then you must look for that aspect of the situation that can further you toward your goal. In everything, it's not only that it's neutral, in everything there are two possibilities, one that can be interpreted quite validly in a positive way, the other that can be interpreted equally validly in a negative way. And so one person might look at the obstacle and say, oh, why do I have so many things to overcome? It must mean that I'm not supposed to do it. And he will look at all the good luck that other people seem to have, and he'll blame it all on his bad luck. And he will see in that perfectly valid reasons why now it's time to just throw in the towel. Another one will say, seeing this thing, well, now here's a chance to see whether we can't overcome this one too. The real way to actualize one's ideas is to be, in a sense, an explorer, an adventurer, somebody who welcomes the opportunity to overcome some new trial in order to make some great discovery. If you look at the lives of the great explorers and the great discoverers in any field, you'll find that this has been a part of their personal makeup, that they don't see the meeting, the confrontation with a test as work to be done, as something fatiguing, as something that's a burden. They see it as a challenge to their ingenuity. It's like somebody who plays chess and sees a very complex move that his opponent has made. He enjoys that. A boxer doesn't enjoy boxing with pygmies, nor would he grow to be a good boxer if he did. He enjoys boxing with others who are strong or stronger than he, because he knows that that way he himself will develop his own inner strength. And the same thing is true with the work that we do. We should enjoy the challenge of life. It's only with that kind of attitude that we'll be able to win out in the end. We must see it as a kind of a game, as a kind of a play, not thinking of the work, but just, am I capable, am I competent to somehow solve this problem? If you have that kind of attitude, then you'll be able to go to the heights. And if you don't, you'll stop at the base camp and won't go any further. So don't see things in terms of obstacles. See them in terms of opportunities.